Black History Month has come this year with some especially powerful films. Here are three you can check out on streaming mediums this weekend.
You can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation.
Judas and the Black Messiah is the compelling true story of the 1969 murder of Illinois Black Panther leader Fred Hampton. His assassination by Chicago police was aided by an FBI informant named William O'Neill. Not only is it a beautifully done film, it's an insight into the issues that sparked last year's racial reckoning. And the acting from Daniel Kaluuya as Hampton and Lakeith Stanfield as O'Neill is stellar.
This ain't about civil rights.
If you haven't yet seen One Night in Miami, it's also a dramatized version of actual events that took place in 1964 that Muhammad Ali beat Sonny Liston to claim the heavyweight title. But instead of partying, Ali met up with Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, and Malcolm X at a Miami hotel where they talked about, well, we don't really know for sure, as Brown, the last survivor of the four icons, hasn't really ever said. But Kemp Powers, who wrote the play that it's based on, provides an intriguing possible conversation. Another history maker, Oscar and Emmy-winning actress Regina King, directs her first feature film with poise. Chadwick Boseman sadly passed away last year after adding his name to the history books as the star of Black Panther. It is the top-grossing movie of all time with a Black director and star.
A one, a two, a you know what to do.
He stars in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom with Viola Davis, and in his very last role, he's been winning well-deserved accolades and award nominations as a frustrated trumpet player. The play is one of the late playwright August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle, among the classics of American theater.
Where's the horn player?
I got a friend.
Come on, Libby. You rehearse like everybody else.
I'm gonna get me a band and make me some records.
Other options this week. Tonight, Michael Eric Dyson is in conversation as part of the Free Library's author series to discuss his latest book, Long Time Coming, Reckoning with Race in America. He'll be talking to historian John Meacham at 7:30 p.m. It's on Zoom, so it's virtual, but we'll have the link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. East Past Shelk Restaurant Week kicks off on Monday, February 21st, and it goes through March 5th. It will offer prefix three-course lunch and dinner from $15 to $55. The area offers some of the city's most diverse cuisines, so there will be a myriad of dining options. Funk Cancer streams live from Ardmore Music Hall on Saturday at 5 p.m. It's pay-as-you-wish with proceeds benefiting local and national charities. Performers include Honeychild, Trap Rabbit, and Circadian Rhythms. That's it for this week's Things to Do, but Jennifer Lynn and I will be back next Thursday. You can check out the details on all of these events and more on whyy.org/things to do.